Good morning. Happy Mother's Day. My name is Hills Capecchi. I'm a graduating senior at Westminster, and I'll be attending United States Naval Academy in the fall. Today I'm going to be sharing a little bit with you about my journey in faith. Like many of you, I grew up in the Episcopal Church. I fondly remember Sundays as a child in Columbia, South Carolina. For me, church was fun. I was with my family, and I enjoyed the music. That was about the limit of my knowledge at the time. Outside of that, all I understood about the service was that there was a big song at the end, and then I got to ring the church bell with the other kids. I was an active participant, but I never stopped to wonder about God or what anything I was hearing actually meant. To be fair, I'm not sure if it's expected for a kindergartner to do so. Several years later, I joined the church choir with a few of my friends. In doing so, I became much more involved in the church, and I felt closer to God. Instead of losing focus during the sermons as I used to, I was interested in what was being said. I wanted to hear about other people's experiences with God. Instead of mumbling the prayers, pretending that I knew them, I made a point to learn the phrases and what they meant. All in all, I see this as a bit of a turning point in my spiritual life. And just as it was all beginning to fall into place, a momentous event happened in my life. My family was moving. I had been in Columbia for all of my life. In fact, there's a time when I thought that South Carolina was a country, but that's a different story. I was moving somewhere where I didn't know anyone, and no one knew me. A year passes post-move. My siblings and I have had time to get settled here in Atlanta. And we realized that many of our friends from school went to St. Philip's. My parents, knowing this, decided we should attend a service at the cathedral. A few services and EYC meetings later, I felt I was regaining the faith community that I once had. I had friends who would encourage me to come to events with EYC, and I felt I had a personal connection to the church. I felt I was once again starting to strengthen my connection with God. A few years down the line, and I'm deeply involved with the EYC community here, from ski trips to Bible studies, I enjoyed taking time out of my week to come to church and spend time with my friends while also learning more about God. At this point, I was looking forward to the day when I would be confirmed in the church. I'd gone through the classes and felt that I had learned so much about what it meant to be a member of the St. Philip's Cathedral, and I was eager to join. Just as all this was beginning to hit its peak, and I felt closer to the community and my faith, COVID hit. The world I knew shut down, and once again, what looked like another setback to my journey. Now, COVID was bad enough for an eighth grade boy. I couldn't see my friends, and had to sit on a computer all day for school. My family had another situation to deal with, though. A week after the lockdown started, my dad had gone to the doctor for throat pain. A few days later, when the biopsy results came back, I heard the last words any child would want to hear regarding their parents' health: cancer. Now, fortunately for my family, if you had to get cancer, this is what you would have wanted. The treatment had a high success rate, and we caught it early. To add to the relief was that the best treatment in the nation for this cancer was available here at Emory. So we were very fortunate to begin with, but that only did so much to help our minds. It was still cancer. I'm the oldest child. Throughout my family's move to Atlanta and other hardships, my younger sisters had looked to me to have answers or some way to help. When we got the diagnosis, I didn't know what to do or how to move forward. I felt powerless, weak. So I fell back on the only thing I knew could possibly help: my faith. When I was going through confirmation classes here, I was given a Book of Common Prayer. So that night, I pulled it out of my dresser and began searching. I found a prayer for health and healing. And from that night on, I added it to my prayers every time I went to bed. Now, I desperately needed a distraction from the world at this point, so I fell on another pillar of my raising, fishing. I'd always enjoyed the outdoors, fishing especially, but I didn't really know much on my own, so I learned through YouTube and anything else I could find on the internet. Before I knew it, I was planning trips and scouting out water on Google Maps, and it was fun, but I realized there was more to it than just the act of fishing itself. Because up until this point in my life, I didn't feel like I interacted with God directly. Sure, I prayed every night and went to church as often as I could, but I felt there was something I was missing. Being outside and witnessing God's intentional design of the world around us was that missing piece. Every time I stepped out, rod in hand, I couldn't help but admire the beauty of the world God has created for us all. I developed a deep appreciation for the vibrant colors of trees and the flowers on the river, and the enchanting lure of flowing water. Every time I held a trout, vibrant in color with splotches that looked hand-painted, I saw it as a reminder that God wants us to be happy. My realization on the water translated to my daily life, and I made it a point to search for God and the little things. From a sunset that paints the sky to the light glinting through the leaves on a cool day. Maybe it was the clarity of the river and the peace that came with being in His creation. I felt I was connecting with God on a daily basis, and I felt grateful and fulfilled by all of His small blessings that we may often overlook. Of all these little blessings that I began to notice, there is one that still sticks with me to this day. 2 years had passed since my father's cancer treatment had started, and it was finally coming to an end. That, in and of itself, was amazing, and I was grateful that we were closing that chapter for good. What really stuck with me, though, were the comments. Family, friends, even my father's doctors said that his recovery was miraculous, that he had regained his strength and liveliness much faster than is normally expected after chemo and radiation. And I couldn't help but feel that it was one of those blessings, because for 2 years, every night, I had said the same prayer that I found the night I found out about his cancer. And so there I stood, hearing his recovery described as a miracle, something that shouldn't happen the way that it did. So all I ask is that you go out and look for God in the little things in life. Have faith that He wants you to be happy in this world. Thank you.